Part 12, Labeling Diagrams, Example 1.
Once we got into geometry, we saw, we got further along, we saw some of the problems that we were encountering, and one of them was that the information in print was written directly on the diagram, saying that, for example, line AB was equal to 2y plus 3. Well, if I put all of this information on the diagram for John, a lot of it got lost, or he was getting confused with it because there was just too much information in one place. So we switched to that. We took the information off of the diagram and put it into a list, and I brailled that directly under the problem for him. So instead of him having to look at the diagram and say, okay, line AB is 2y plus 3, and angle A is 3x plus 10, we just directly listed that information under problem 1. Now what we also did was we moved the problem from the diagram from a separate page onto the same page as the problem. And we tried to keep them together as much as possible, which we did use more Braille paper, but because some of the pages would just have one problem on there and half the page would be empty, but it became easier for John when all the information was kept together on one page for him. So here's an example of what we ended up doing for problem one, where it says that the quadrilateral ABCD, and then it says find. Well, underneath the find, we put that line AB equals 2y plus 3, that line DC equals 5y minus 6, the measure of angle A equals 3x plus 10, and the measure of angle D equals 16x minus 20. So then all that's on his diagram is the actual points of A, B, C, and D. So it's easier for him to find the information.
The camera shows the problem on the original test and the Braille sheet.
And we also went to where some of the information was a given for the sighted student, where we wrote out the information for John in Braille. For example, in number 3, John, if you want to take a look at number 3.
The teacher hands John the test booklet with the brailled problems. John flips through the booklet until he finds problem 3.
3 is this one right here.
Okay. Now for a sighted person, you have the diagram that is a quadrilateral with two intersecting lines in it. So the sighted person is gaining the information visually that line AC is intersecting with BD, line BD, where we wrote that out for John in the directions.
John looks through the information, then consults the tactile graph. The information and the graph are all on one page.
And it makes it easier now because if I have, like for example, part A of question 3 asks for you to find ACD. Well, the information I'm given here is that ABCD is a rhombus, angle ADC is 60, AC is 6, then the diagonals are A and C. So diagonals are A and C. It's a line going right there. That makes it a lot easier. And then it says also the diagonals AC and DB intersect at point E. So that's right here in the middle. That makes more sense. I can see clearly the diagonals now. And it's fresh in my mind that they are the diagonals because it's just right up there at the top of the page. And then question A says find ACD. Well, I know that up here in the problem they referred to angle ADC. So ADC is actually right here, ADC.
John indicates the points on the graph.
So ACD, you know, the difference is that angle D was a vertex of the first angle, and that angle C is now the vertex of the second angle. If I would have had to flip back and forth between the pages, I would still be looking for that information right now. I wouldn't have been able to find it this quickly.